Where's Hardy? Your heart pillow is missing from over in front of your door. Your doorstop is missing. Where is it? He's been there forever. He's always here. You got headphones hanging off your bed here. Come on. Huh? To who? Good night, CK. Good night, CK. Well, it's time to go. You're kidding me. You don't know where... What is this? Oh my gosh. Seriously, you have one of these on your floor. It's like a death trap for feet. Come on. Mommy came in here a long time ago and said goodnight. Who hasn't? He's starting it now?
Yeah.
At 10 o'clock?
Yeah. They have no set bedtime in their house. They go to bed whenever they want.
We have no set bedtime in our house either. If you want to go to, if you want to stay up and...
Okay. Gladly.
Yeah.
We have a set bedtime. This is the set bedtime. You come in here and you say goodnight and you put me to bed. And you put all the electronics away.
Is that what I do?
Yes, this is what we do every single night.
Huh.
This is a set bedtime.
We didn't do it last night.
Last night I fell asleep.
Yeah, you put all your own electronics away and then you were out. So... It's because I doped you up. I slipped you a Mickey.
I think I kind of was like, you know when you're asleep, but you're still kind of like aware of things?
Uh-huh.
I feel like I was aware of things.
Really?
I remember you kissing me on the cheek.
That didn't happen.
Yes, it did.
I don't kiss you goodnight. It was worth a shot.
What were you trying to go for there?
I don't know.
I remember you kissing me on the cheek.
Really?
That's all, though.
Huh.
I remember feeling it. I don't remember it, but I remember feeling it.
Hmm. Yeah, you were out.
I was still aware.
Yeah, you were snoring.
Really?
Yeah. I was aware. You were aware for like a brief second.
Yeah, my brain was... I snored myself awake for a second.
Or maybe you're just taking a wild stab in the dark. It's a pretty good educated guess that I would kiss you.
My mouth was, I mean, I could be having an educated guess here because mm-hmm. when I woke up, my mouth was very, very dry, so I kind of speculated that I slept with my mouth completely open all night.
Mm, you sleep like your mother like that.
Sometimes I don't.
But your nose most is of the time I do. Less stuff today?
Yeah.
Good.
Feels like a Saturday.
Does it?
Yeah, because I didn't go to school.
I heard, so really quickly, I found it fascinating. I was listening to something, must have been a TED Talk, I think, on the drive home today, and they were talking about language. Two things. One of them, it's a longer discussion, we can't have it now, but they were talking about how, there was a linguist that they were talking to that believes that texting is becoming a language.
What do you mean?
Similar to like Ebonics, which you may not know anything about. Years ago, like maybe 30 years ago, maybe somewhere around there, linguists discovered sort of that the language that was spoken by inner city kids, mostly African American, while it was based on English, was a different language. They had different terms, they had different syntax, they had different cadence. for the things, and they called it Ebonics. And they're saying that texting is similar with things like LOL, and the way those things are used, the way you speak with texting is subtly different from the way you, for example, would write, and definitely different from the way you speak. And they say that it's got enough differences where it makes it a completely different language and constantly evolving.
The only person I know that ever uses those text terms anymore is CK.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what? Like LOL? Or...
Yeah. He's the only one of any of my friends who still uses that.
You use them all the time.
I never say LOL.
No, maybe not LOL, but you say JK, IRL. Those little things that you may not even realize that you're doing.
The only one that I've... Because our group of friends will go through phases of what we say to each other. Like this one certain
like what,
thing
like,
that we all
like
say. Right now we're going through our TBH. To be honest. This is our current thing that we say every other Sunday. Yeah. Mm. We've had so many different things. Alana went through a again phase. Mm. I don't know what that was. Just all these different things that we would just say. We've gone through so many, and right now we're in the TBH phase, and we say that so much.
Well, you're aware of it,
at least.
Yeah,
that's the one that I'm aware of, because we say it every other word.
I'd be curious. I'd love to hear, like, a full day's conversation with you and your friends.
It would be interesting. There's so much going on.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The inner lives of 13-year-olds. 13 and 14-year-olds.
Nerds. The lines of losers.
Losers?
Yeah.
Please.
We take that with pride.
What are you defining a loser as?
Us.
Yeah, but why?
Generally.
Loser has
that was
to be,
one of our things, too.
Has to
generally.
Be based on something, and I don't think your basis for using the term loser has a good, solid foundation.
Oh, we went through a also, additionally, as well as phase.
Wait, you say all those things together?
Yeah. Hmm. Well, like one of us would say them, and then somebody else would go, and then the first person that did it would say as well as. Also, additionally, as well as.
Breakfast clubby. Hmm. So the other thing, and the thing that I found most fascinating was the fact that language, we're the only species on the planet that actually has a language, and that it's based on the fact, well, I guess, I don't know if this is theory or fact, but the guy that I was listening to said it's based on the fact that we are the only species on the planet that allows people to excel at their own individual strengths and then capitalize on those strengths as a way to barter with other people to get things that they have based on their strengths.
Well, orcas are proven to have in their pods completely different vocal ranges that they use to communicate with each other. Mm-hmm. And they say that they don't want to, scientists aren't ready to call it a language, but it's, other scientists are like, this is a language. The pods themselves, each individual one, none of them are the same.
I would agree with that. Some of the vocalizations in terms of identifying and calling to and alerting and things like that, I would agree.
But not just that.
But there's no interaction.
There is.
Like... Really?
Not like talking back and forth like we would be right now, mm-hmm. because it's not that their brains aren't developed enough for that and their languages aren't developed enough for that, but
because all of their skill sets, they said, are similar.
Yeah.
Whereas with people, the skill sets are varied. So that guy over there has a different skill set than me.
Yeah.
So we had to develop a way of discussing how I'm going to trade my skill set for his skill set. So if I'm really good at protecting, and you're really good at growing, then I would protect our village, and you would grow food for our village while somebody else would. And we had to find a way to discuss how that transaction would make sense. It was interesting.
Orcas are proven to have very active social lives with each other, and they're very self-aware. They're some of the only mammals that are aware of themselves and aware of others and aware of others' positions. And
more so than dolphins?
More so than dolphins.
Wow.
But dolphins are still, like, aware of that stuff.
Maybe
and they're
dolphins
very,
should have been in Flipper.
They're, like, social. Flipper. Are dolphins in Flipper?
He was. I said, maybe. Did I say dolphins?
You said dolphins. I was going to say,
Orcas should have been in Flipper.
But everyone knows
Flipper would have
very good.
Eaten Timmy.
Yeah. They have very active social lives with each other. And they're able to communicate to each other. And they have emotional connections.
I think we're going to start finding out that lots of animals have more emotional connections with each other.
Yeah.
I mean, we can see it more and more with, certainly with domesticated animals.
I think
we'll start to see more with. Within a species?
With some things like that, with domesticated animals. I'm not going to say all of them, but with some of them, I feel like it might just be it's the person that feeds them.
Oh, they sure. Kinda, there's definitely a symbiotic relationship.
They kind of learn that this is the person that gives me food and water and pets me and plays with me. And so they might not
How
have,
is
like,
that different from a child?
Well, that's a let me think for a second. Well,
in lots of ways, it's not. It's no different.
There is some difference, because with, like, a child and their mother, they do have a strange pull
bond
to their mother. Because they...
But animals have that same thing. In fact, sometimes if they don't make that bond early on, then the mother boots them out.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was an option.
Not for humans, no.
It may have been.
I thought that we were talking about...
I may have
animals and humans.
Oh, what do you mean?
I thought that we were talking about with animals and saying that it's the hand that feeds them. I thought that we were talking about animals and humans.
Oh, yeah.
But...
But then you're talking, and then I brought in humans to humans. Yeah, I forgot about that. I mixed that metaphor.
I think children, babies, have some kind of bond to their parents beyond this is who gives me food and this is who makes me laugh when I do peekaboo.
Yeah.
There's something more to it. That we don't know, because we're just
although
some people
it's not,
chatting.
It doesn't follow a genetic line necessarily, because babies that are adopted, you know, straight out of the womb, will have that bond with their adoptive parents.
Yeah. Well, it might just
be. It's a fascinating world.
Maybe it's a. Maybe, like,
it's care.
Maybe mothers, yeah, give off, like, a...
My mother's...
Well, because babies, like, newborn babies are more like mom most of the time, I think, I feel.
Maybe.
I feel like they're more like, because they're...
Because okay. they take their feeding, I mean, in the animal kingdom, they take their feeding from the mother.
Yeah, they're... Babies are in the womb with their mother for 9 months.
Create that bond.
Yeah. And that's why babies like to be held to their mother's chest, because then they can hear, like, the heartbeat again, like they could hear when they were in the womb, and it comforts
them. That makes
sense. It makes them feel more boy.
I was able to recreate that when you were just a baby, to give mommy a break from time to time because you wanted to eat all the freaking time.
Can I say? I
And
still do.
it was July going into August, and I would pull you up on my chest, sleeping in bed. I would lay on my back, and I would lay you on my chest. Your arms would hang down on the sides.
Were my arms that long?
Well, you were a big
Yeah, I was
baby.
not a small baby.
You weren't like a weef. You used to just put your head down and just sleep right on my chest for a couple hours, a few hours at a time. So,
Always scared me.
and I'm sure there was, when you lay sideways, when you put your ear down, I'm sure there was the part of
Yeah.
the ability to be able to hear a human heartbeat.
This is slightly unrelated, but I still feel like it could be brought up. That's why people have water births, so that the baby doesn't go from warm womb into like dry open air. They go into the water first, and then they come out, and it's more of a smooth transition. Didn't really have anything to think of, but random fact of the day, people.
There's lots of ways. So.
It always makes me laugh thinking of how huge of a baby I was, like a newborn baby. Like, I was born looking like a 6-month-old. Somebody's like, we're going in the street and they're like, how old is she? And you're like, 2 months, and I'm this big.
You were a giant baby.
I was a huge baby.
Your sister was exactly the same size.
Yeah, that's weird.
Now
Sometimes I
you've
remember that
eclipsed
and
it,
I'm
yeah.
like, 9 pounds,
Let's say a
13
prayer.
ounces
I was falling asleep on the couch, and now you've roused me so that I'm going to be awake for an hour.
on Sunday. I would like to know if you would like to watch Steven Universe with me
Sure,
and check it out, or do you want me
I'll
to,
try anything once.
or if you wanted me
Except
to,
guacamole.
okay. Maybe I'll watch a few of them because I, by the time Sunday rolls around, I'll probably have about 10 recorded.
Excellent.
So I recorded a
So
lot, maybe more than
my
10.
whole DVR is gonna be
Steven Universe.
Steven Universe,
It's such a cool
Real
show.
Housewives, and Face Off.
Yeah.
Nice. Luckily,
It's
we've
such a
got that.
cool show though. It's there's
Wait,
the
we can't talk
wait.
about
I
this
just
now.
want to tell you the gist of it really quick. Just really quickly.
I thought you already did.
Did I?
I don't
I
know.
said
Yeah, I
nothing.
thought so.
There's Steven. And it's a universe where the people are like they're gems and they have these powers. They're the crystal gems and they fight bad guys together. And there's Amethyst, Garnet and Pearl and they fight. It's
Yeah,
super cool.
I don't know.
No, it's really, really
I'm
cool.
gonna
And there's like
last.
a huge there's like a huge like emotional backstory. It's not just like aimless
All
fighting with gem people,
right.
and there's like so many. The voice
Well,
actors are amazing, you would
right.
love it. And there's like songs in it.
Right, I'll commit to one,
Okay,
and then we'll
you're
see if
gonna
it gets
love them.
renewed.
You're gonna
Well,
love
we'll
them.
see.
You're gonna love
Super.
them. You're gonna have a freaking nice sleep like I do tomorrow. And that day, you'll have a good day at work. And I'm always back. Thanks, guys. Have a great day today. Let's have a good day tomorrow. Amen.
Amen.
So I was gonna say, I was gonna start the
Oh my
prayer.
gosh.
I was gonna start the prayer, but I was also gonna say, CK showed it to me, and I almost said, Dear CK. I almost did, but I didn't. My
Goodness.
brain
Give
was
me your
like,
glasses. You are nutty. What time is your dentist appointment tomorrow?
early.
Early, like what? Like before
Early.
school?
Early, like, I'm probably gonna miss first and maybe second period,
So then,
depending on
what
how
time
long it
am I
takes.
waking you guys up?
I don't know.
Same time? About
Yeah,
10:30, I
probably.
guess.
I need to get
Why are you
water.
sleeping in jeans?
I'm not. I need to change. I need to get water.
All right. Good night.
That's all.